Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and trust me, people, when I tell you there is a ton to talk about in the sports world, from the NBA playoffs. The Lakers got to win. I think everybody likes that because, you know what? They got swept by the Denver Nuggets last year en route to their championship, and not going to happen this year. The playoffs have actually been pretty damn good. Milwaukee Bucks, Pacers, crazy game the other day, almost getting it done. Dame goes down, just all kinds of insanity happening on the basketball floor. So, yeah, we're going to talk NBA hoops. We're going to talk NHL playoffs. We're going to talk Major League Baseball, where there were some crazy scores yesterday on the diamond. The Brewers got smoked. The Cubs got smoked. So, yeah, there is a ton to talk about in the sports world, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Andy. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. Hey, let's just remember, though, it's, you know, the NBA playoffs, it's just basketball. Like, you know, that's all it is. So, you know, but Boston wins yesterday, so it was all good around the household yesterday. But, yeah, you're right. The playoffs have been pretty good. I also think they've also been a little chippy. There's been some flare-ups and stuff. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Good point, good point. And obviously, the big one, people, the NFL draft happened, so we'll be talking about that too. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through. Get at us if you'd like, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfman Sports. Facebook, Dorfman Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorfman Sports there. All right, folks. So, speaking of real, we got to talk a little NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. So let's, without further ado, let's welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports, coming to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. And for the first time in a long time, the actual temperature is feels warmer than the actual temperature is. So I'm not up to the degrees you guys are up to, but we're getting there.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually beautiful. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, John, for you guys right now, that's a win. That's a big W right there for you. I'm just telling you.
The only one we've seen in the last few days.
Yeah, it happens. It's a good victory, though. That's a good victory. All right. So Speaking of victory, my Vegas Knights, they get out to that 2-0 lead on the Dallas Stars, where it doesn't seem like anybody can win on their own ice right now, right? So, like, that's going to be an interesting thing to talk about, whether home ice means anything or it doesn't mean anything. But thus far, what have you seen from early stages of the NHL playoffs?
Well, you know, we've talked a number of times over the most recent years about home ice advantage, home ice disadvantage, and it's 500 right now. In the East, the home teams are 10-6. In the West, they're 4-8, so that's 14-14 overall. So what do they play all 82 games for? You know, why not just toss a coin and see who has home ice? I've passed comments on this many times before that, you know, and it's much the same with Major League Baseball stadiums now. So many of them are alike. There really aren't any unique places. You know, talking about baseball, you know, Wrigley Field and Fenway Park are unique, but the rest of the stadiums are all fairly similar. We've got a similar situation in hockey. Vancouver's building is like Edmonton's, which is like Toronto's, which is like Montreal's, etc. I'm not sure there really is an advantage anymore. So it all comes down to the quality of the teams. And we've seen some pretty one-sided games in this playoff. And to your point, that Vegas-Dallas series, which is one of the ones I tagged last week as the one to watch, other than those we have an affiliation to, that's been everything we asked for. I just wish the game started a little bit earlier. I had to go to bed last night after the second period, so obviously you didn't see the overtime goal that won the game for Dallas. But great hockey, and that Colorado-Winnipeg series is everything we expected as well. So we've talked many times about how exciting the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs are, and this year has been no disappointment so far.
Yeah, jump on in, Mike.
Yeah, no, look, John, you were talking about that Jets-Avalanche, you know, series. That's Colorado 2-1, Vancouver's up 2-1. The only one that's kind of out of control of the games that are going to be played on Sunday is the Rangers-Capitals. I mean, do you expect a sweep there? Do you expect the Capitals to you know, at least win a game? And then, you know, you got Oilers and Kings that's up 2-1. Out of all these series besides that Capitals Rangers, what do you expect to see? I mean, they're all 2-1. They can be 2-2. We can go seven games. Like, what's in your mind in terms of what expectations?
Well, I think the Rangers and Washington, that's not a surprise. I thought Washington would be lucky to win a game. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to do it tonight. So, you know, that's the one series I thought was probably the most one-sided of all eight series that we're looking at. I think the rest are all fairly even, and the scores in the games, Boston up 3-1, Florida up 3-1, Carolina up 3-1 in the East, and the four series in the West all 2-1. I think they're everything we expected, and to your point, they could go either way. And with all the road teams winning in the Western Conference, you know, as I mentioned, 4-8 for home teams in the Western Conference, that means home ice is really up in the air. So that means all four of those series could go either way. I thought Edmonton have been dominant in the two games that they've won. They were very sloppy in the game that they lost. So who knows what we're going to see in Edmonton. That's a very unpredictable team. They could win 8-4. They could lose 2-1. It's just one of those things. But I still think the two series, from my personal standpoint, as a nonpartisan fan, Vegas and Dallas, Colorado and Winnipeg are the two series that I think are really the key series and the most interesting series for fans that don't support either of those teams.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL playoff hockey at the moment. You know, I watched the Oilers and Kings on Friday night. That was a really good display from the Oilers of just how to pummel a team. So my question to you is when you lose a game that decisively, 6-1, you just got to get back out there and lace them up. We all know that. But at the same time, what kind of a mental strain is that when you know that the last time you played these guys in your own building, they just destroyed you? I think that has to wear on the mindset to a certain degree. What say you?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. The question is, you know, it's like a relief pitcher that comes in and blows a save in the ninth inning. How quickly can you put it out of your mind and concentrate and say, that was one game. It doesn't matter whether we lost 12-1 or 2-1 in four overtimes. We lost the game last night. We've got to get back out there and play. And, you know, the old phrase is, let's take it one game at a time. And that's essentially what they have to do. They have to put it out of their minds. You can't change history. Got to move forward and hopefully learn from the mistakes, because when you get beaten 6-1, you clearly have made many mistakes. The other team has played well, you've played badly. Eliminate those mistakes, learn from them, and it's a new day. That's the only way you can approach it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. One more for you before the break here. You know, I play tennis all the time, and at the end of the day, you can be a counterpuncher or you can be the aggressor. I think in hockey, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the aggressor in hockey is usually a lot more successful than if you're trying to be a counterpuncher and almost play like a finesse style. I think you go out there and you knock the other guy on their tail, and you just kind of really show them who's boss. Is that what you've been kind of seeing, especially with the Oilers, who went out there and just beat up on the Kings. And then the Rangers, I feel like, have been beating up pretty good on the Capitals as well.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I think it's important from two standpoints. Number one, the physical standpoint, to show that you're not going to be pushed around. But I think more importantly, as in any sport, the crowd in a playoff game is a very big piece of the action. They're almost like an extra player for the home team. If you're the home team and you go up by the first goal, the value of that crowd just magnifies. If you're the road team and go up by a goal, you take the crowd out of the game. So, yes, I think being aggressive, certainly on the ice and in terms of playing aggressively from a scoring standpoint, I think is a huge advantage in any sport, but very much so in hockey.
Has anything changed for you as far as who you think may be representing the East and the West in the Stanley Cup Finals?
No, I haven't seen anything yet that's really shocked me. What disappoints me is that in the West we're seeing two series, and I hate to keep going back to the same thing, but in the West we're seeing two series. That's the Vegas-Dallas series, the Colorado-Winnipeg series. We're seeing series in the first round where two very good teams are going to be eliminated. I'd love to see the league reseed and get to the point where we can see a Vegas-Dallas in the third or fourth round as opposed to the first round, similar with the Colorado-Winnipeg series. I just think it makes it so much better and so much more competitive when they reseed them rather than done geographically. I'd like to see them done by performance on the ice. That's the big change. I just hate seeing really good teams going out first round.
Makes good sense to me. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll switch gears and talk a little Major League Baseball, where the Yankees put up a ton of runs and the Cubs got spanked as well. So I didn't feel so bad, because when the Brew Crew loses and the Cubs lose, I guess it's a wash. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with the Professor of Sports, John Poulter. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through another one. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, right now. We just got done talking NHL hockey playoffs. Now we will transition and talk some Major League Baseball. You know, John, I caught a lot of the scores from a very interesting Saturday where some teams were just lighting up the scoreboard, and some teams weren't lighting up the scoreboard. You know how we always talk about that run differential thing, and sometimes it means something, and sometimes it doesn't mean something? When you lose a game 17-5 or whatever it is, that's how those numbers get skewed pretty quickly. What say you?
Yeah, that's very much a factor, and it's funny you bring that up because I was looking at the scores this morning before we came on air. 10 teams yesterday, Saturday, scored 7 or more runs, and one of those games, both teams scored 7 or more runs. It was an 8-7 game, so that was the Tampa Bay White Sox game, which granted went extra innings, but still a lot of runs. I mean, the one that really shocked me, I guess, was given how the Cubs have been playing so far. We know it was Fenway Park, but to lose by 2 touchdowns and a field goal in Boston that must have been a pretty interesting game. I didn't see that, but you know, lots of runs being scored elsewhere, and that series in Mexico City, that was kind of, I didn't see the game, but I was looking at the box score because I was curious to see with the high altitude how much more offense there would be in that game, and the Astros certainly were the team that had the offense, winning 12-4. But, you know, there's a lot of runs being scored, and we're almost at that point now where the starting pitcher should be built up enough now, almost a month into the season, that we're not seeing these kinds of big scores. And I don't know what the issue is, but every time I look around, there's more pitchers going on the disabled list. I really have to wonder about where the world of pitching is heading, because it seems that it's not just the journeymen that are getting hurt anymore. It's some of the big stars. They're out for lengthy periods. We've talked about this before. Guys like Scherzer and DeGrom and Garrett Cole and all these big-time players with arm injuries. I have to wonder just what's happening to the game, and maybe that's a contributing factor as well to all of these runs.
Yeah, John, that was going to be my question too. It's like I like you this morning, I took a look at the scores, and I was like, wow, there was a ton of teams that, like Andy said, lit up the scoreboard, and I'm sitting there going, is this the pitching? Is it the hitting? Is the pitchers not, you know, like you said, being built up enough to throw a quality game? But, you know, on top of that, look, we have some pretty competitive races so far in these divisions, and if it's going to come down to pitching, who's going to have the pitching down, you know, in the middle of the summer down the stretch to lead their team to a division title out of all the divisions in baseball? I know the question's pretty broad, but just give us an idea of what you think probably will happen or may happen down the stretch.
Well, that's a great question, and you know, we've already talked about some of the names that are missing, and you know, one of the names that I missed was Spencer Strider with the Atlanta Braves. You have to figure that taking a guy like that out of the rotation is a big factor. If Garrett Cole is healthy or can come back and be healthy, you have to think that that's going to be a tremendous boost for the Yankees. Right now they're tied for first place essentially with Baltimore. Yankees at 18-10, Baltimore at 17-9. You have to figure that if Cole can come back as the Garrett Cole we have seen in recent years, That's a huge boost to a team that's already 18-10 and in a pennant race. So that might be the biggest factor that sways it. But, you know, all of these teams, because nobody has any depth anymore, you know, the days of having four and sometimes five quality starters, and I go back a long ways when I talk about this, and I talk about the 81 Baltimore or 71 Baltimore Orioles that had four 20-game winners. We're obviously never going to see that kind of depth again. We're never going to see those kinds of numbers again. So I think now every team has, if the team has three good starting pitchers, they're probably one of the deepest rotations in the game. And that means that every team in Major League Baseball is one serious injury, one long-term injury away from having their season blown away simply because they don't have the starting pitching. We've talked many times about how big a key starting pitching is to Major League Baseball, be it regular season or postseason, and none of us can control the injury factor. So to be very honest with you, Mike, and somewhat avoid the question, I think it's a crapshoot. I think it's a lot on the medical staff and just how long some of these arms are going to hold up. You can understand why they're babying some of these arms when you see those kinds of statistics.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. It's kind of sad. I mean, hearing us talking about starting pitching and how awful it is when you think about these guys are now going five innings. Like, it's a joke, actually. I hate to say it, but it's an absolute freaking joke.
Yeah.
We're talking about guys that are only going five innings and they can't stay healthy. And to your point, John, when you were talking about four and five good starters, you were also talking about the days where guys were going nine freaking innings. Like, what the hell is going on in the world of sports? Like, it's a joke, actually. It's a total joke.
If you want to take a real comparison, and I know this was a one-off season, but just to show you how much the game has changed, one day take a look at Bob Gibson's line for the year 1968. I think it was 22-9. I think his ERA was 1.12. I think he started about 34 games. He completed about 28 of them, pitched over 300 innings. I don't know how a guy loses nine games when he has an ERA of 1.12. Obviously, it means his team wasn't scoring a lot of runs. But I know that was a bit of a one-off. But when you look at those numbers compared to what we see today, I sit back often and I think, what would Bob Gibson be paid today if he had those kinds of numbers?
Yeah, no, it's insane. Okay, so now even more to your point, okay, I'm seeing some trends that are happening and they're completely opposite teams, okay? So the Dodgers have caught fire, as we know, and now they have a pretty sizable lead when things weren't looking that way for them for a while because now they've won six straight. They're 18-11, and the next team that's closest to them is like one game under 500, whatever, okay? But we know that the Dodgers are going to be good because they've got the great pitching that you're talking about, and then they also have good hitting to complement that, okay? So it makes sense that the Dodgers are going to win a ton of games. This is where I'm scratching my head, John, and I need your help to try to maybe figure this thing out, okay? The Milwaukee Brewers are winning the games that we talked about, the 2-1 game, the 4-2. They've been on the right side mostly of the 12-5 game. They were on the wrong side against the Yankees, who brought out the whip and sticks on them. But what I'm asking, I guess, is it smoke and mirrors? Like, are the Milwaukee Brewers any good? Can people expect them to be there when it matters? Because at the end of the day, they've always had great pitching, like you're talking about. When Craig was there, he figured out a way just to make things work with really solid starting pitching and then some decent relief and this and that and the other. They don't really have the good pitching this year, but they've got really good hitting. So how long can something like that last?
Well, I think it can last as long as the hitting doesn't go into a slump. I mean, that would be the obvious factor, and we all know that baseball, more than any other sport, is a game of adjustments. And second time around the league, teams are going to have seen 100 hours of video on the Brewers hitters. They're going to have a better idea how to pitch them. How the Brewers hitters make that adjustment is going to be key. The thing that's really, really helping the Brewers right now is that they are in probably what is the most competitive division. And I won't say it's mediocre. I'm going to use the word competitive. because the Cardinals are at the bottom and they're only one game under 500. So that means that every other team is playing 500 or better. Brewers have that privilege, benefit of playing in a division which is extremely competitive. So you go and you win 3 out of 5. You go and you win 4 out of 6. It's going to be pretty hard for somebody to go on a big streak and catch them. So all they have to do is keep doing what they're doing. And at 17-9, they're obviously winning 2 out of every 3. They're not going to win 2 out of every 3 the whole season. We know that. We know that, you know, 115 wins is probably a number that very few teams have the ability to match. I mean, we're talking about the Dodgers, and I think we talked about the Dodgers last year winning 104 or 105 games. So, we know the Brewers aren't going to play at a 654 pace for the whole season. But if they play 500 for the rest of the season, they'd have had a pretty good season. They'd be a postseason team, given the quality of that division that they're playing in. So I think the Brewers are doing it, A, with bats, but I think they're also fortunate in the division that they're playing in. And that's not their fault. They didn't pick the division. Baseball put them in a division. So more power to them.
Great stuff, John, as always. And by the way, Yelich not playing either. So it's amazing that they are hitting the ball the way that they're hitting without Christian in the lineup. But hey, have an awesome day. Great stuff, as always. We appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Man, we got it all covered here. Thanks a lot. Always good stuff from John. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
At Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game
then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf guiding you through another one. Get at us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, speaking of real, the NFL draft, it came and went, man. So I got to get your thoughts. Caleb goes one, Jalen goes two, three is another quarterback, and then we got Marvin Harrison Jr. here with the Cardinals. I think that was a great pickup, I'll be honest with you. So very nice that
he was
available for the Cards. Gives Kyler a real weapon, to be honest. So your thoughts of the draft, my friend.
You know what? It's like you and I always say, we won't know the results of this draft for a couple, 2-3 years, maybe four with some players. I like what the Bears did with drafting Odunze. I mean, they had from Washington, at number 9. I thought he was the second best receiver, after Marvin Harrison Jr. I think, to me, Andy, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is one of those few guys where I just look at him, what he does on the field, and what he's with the ceiling for him. It's almost like can't miss. Like, he's, to me, he's that good. Odunze from Washington is just a notch below that. I was unbelievably just scratching my head at what Atlanta did, drafting Penix at 8. I think that was, and I'm a big Michael Penix guy, but I think that was a bit early for him, in terms of where he got picked. Bo Nix, it seemed like that was a little early too. I mean, shoot, out of the first 12 picks, there's 6 quarterbacks. All the quarterbacks that of note that were on the board were off the board, by pick 13 or, you know, wherever Denver was picking. I like what the Steelers did, with their new offensive coordinator that likes to, run the ball. They loaded up on offensive linemen, and they took a real nasty one from the University of Washington. My son had come down to watch the draft with me, and he drafts them, and Pittsburgh drafts that kid from UW, and of course my son was like, "Dad, what do you think?" And I'm like, "They got a mauler." Like, this guy, one of his quotes, Andy, was like, "Look, I play offensive line because what we do in the trenches, we get arrested for out on the street, and so I take advantage of that." And I told my son that, and I said, that's the kind of offensive lineman that you want. This is, you know, especially if you're, you know, you're a Steeler fan where, you know, you take pride in being physical and sometimes you got to cross the line kind of stuff. This guy from UW is going to provide that. And they loaded up on a couple more offensive linemen. I like what the Ravens did as well. They got kind of some mean, nasty guys. Cincinnati drafted Mims from Georgia, 6'8", 340 he's from Georgia, so I'm just going to assume that he's pretty damn good, right? You know, anybody that is taking a guy from Alabama or Georgia, you just assume, all right, this guy can play because he's played against some of the best competition. But, you know, overall, you know, I was like I said, I was shocked by what Atlanta did. That kind of, you spend $100 million guaranteed on Kirk Cousins, and then you draft Penix, and you know, the one thing with that, Andy, that kind of irked me a little bit was that reportedly Cousins wasn't given a heads up that Atlanta was going to do this. He doesn't need to be given a heads up. Like, I mean, I understand why people think he does, but at the end of the day, it's the organization's call. It's not a player's call to draft a player. So, you know, if you didn't get a call, get over it, you know, type of thing. But at the end of the day, oh, and here's the other thing. I know I'm rambling, Dorf.
Go ahead.
But your Packers drafted another Oregon State guy, and they got a good one. He's going to surprise you. He's going to be a special teams guy probably to start. But Oladapo, he went from a walk-on to team captain to all-conference player. Like, this guy has been through a lot in his life, and he's a hard worker. And I'm like, that is the perfect organization for a guy like that to be in Green Bay. So I was, last 2 years, you've taken some Beavers. And so I'm, you know, my interest in watching the Packers more consistently has certainly upticked.
I feel like something's going to change, man. I think all of a sudden you're going to adopt the Green Bay Packers, and you're going to lose the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe the Miami Dolphins. I don't know. I mean, you got like seven games, so you can afford to lose one. All right, so a couple things I want to take away, though, from what you just said. Okay, so I thought that was interesting with Penix Jr. as well, except for one thing, okay? Kirk Cousins is coming off of an Achilles injury, and the guy is pretty old. Okay, like when you consider things, he's on the back nine of his playing career for sure. Okay, so maybe they were trying to take a little bit of a page out of the Green Bay Packers book, where you've got yourself a quality starter, but then you're going to get a younger guy in there so that he can learn behind that quality starter. So, you know, in a weird way, like, I get where guys get upset about that kind of thing, but on the other hand, in a weird way, dude, like, I'm sorry, but I could look at it in this way, and maybe I'm insane, maybe I'm crazy, but I actually also think it's like the ultimate compliment to that guy, because they believe that you can help give this other kid some tutelage and maybe help him have a better career after you leave. And quite frankly, like, to look at that situation and say that Kirk Cousins is going to be there for 5 years is insane. Okay, so to
right.
me
sure.
to me I heard all the people, and they're like, oh, this doesn't make a lot. It makes more sense to me than not sense, is my point, okay? Because at the end of the day, Kirk Cousins is coming in with the Achilles thing that he's recovering from, and he's an older quarterback. So at the end of the day, if that's the guy you like, it doesn't really matter when you go get him, okay? I know that they were like, oh, they probably could have traded a couple of picks, down, this, that, that, and the other, and moved down to get him. You know what? Who cares? Okay? Who freaking cares?
And you never know. Right.
Yeah, and you never know that if he is or isn't going to be there. So if that's the guy you like, go get him. And you know what? If the guy that is your starter right now doesn't like it, so be it, okay? Like, dude, come on now.
Right.
We live in this freaking world where all these prima donnas want zero competition. And quite frankly, there isn't going to be any competition. They brought this guy in so that he can learn from you, okay? Like, that's it. And if it's anything else in your freaking mind that's going on, bro, you get a clue. Get a clue and get a grip, okay? That's how I feel about that one. J.J. McCarthy. That's an interesting one, if you ask
yeah.
me. Like,
yep.
I don't think that guy has the kind of ability where you're looking at him as a top 10 draft pick. I mean, did Minnesota
right.
kind of panic here?
Yeah, good question. You know, I remember having this conversation with my son as we're watching the pick. My son just loses, like, J.J. McCarthy at that point in the draft. Like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I know. I had to tell my son, I'm like, I don't see it. Like, there's some quarterbacks, like, people will just brag about. And I'm sitting there, Andy, and I'm going, I don't see it. The eye test, I know you and I are big eye test guys. I don't see it because, I mean, Michigan was so good. Like, the Wolverines obviously were so good, undefeated national champion. He didn't have to, you know, it wasn't like he's directing, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs and all that kind of stuff and have to be responsible for play calling, audibly, and all that kind of stuff. J.J. McCarthy was like making one or two reads and then getting rid of the ball or throwing it away kind of deal,
yeah.
Because Michigan was just so loaded. But
right.
I don't see it with J.J. I don't. And to your question, yeah, I think they panicked a little bit. And if I'm J.J. McCarthy, I am buying dinner for his former coach at Michigan, Harbaugh, any chance I get, because Harbaugh was singing his praises, was telling anybody that would listen he had the best pro day that I've ever seen, well, you know, all those kind of things, and it gets his quarterback drafted and made his quarterback just a ton of money, you know, and so I don't know what's going to go on in Minnesota, but your division is going to be interesting. To say the least. I mean, everybody right now is, oh, the Bears can make the playoffs. Mike, hold up.
Well, hold on. That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go there with you, actually. So I actually like what the Bears have done for Caleb Williams, to be honest with you. But here's my question on this. Why didn't they have the same kind of sense of urgency when they had Justin Fields to go out and get him some weapons? Like, I just... You know what I mean? I feel like they set Justin Fields up for failure. Like, and they're trying to set Caleb Williams up to have success. So I'm kind of puzzled with what the Chicago Bears are doing in general. But with that being said, you know, you look at the quarterbacks now in the NFC Central, or the NFC North, right? And they look pretty good all of a sudden, don't they? You got Jordan Love.
Yep.
You got Jared Goff. You got this Caleb Williams kid who everybody thinks will wind up being pretty good. And yeah, they're talking about the Bears potentially being a playoff team. And quite frankly, man, like, I hate to say it, but they weren't really that far away last year when they were 7-10, and they did it with Justin Fields, who they really didn't give a lot of help to. So, in a weird way, could they flip the script and be 10-7 this year? Like, I don't think they're
sure.
I don't think they're that far away from it, is my point. And it'll wind up being,
right,
is Caleb ready for this moment, basically, right?
No, I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, when you look at the receivers now that he gets the throw to, holy smokes, like, it is certainly an upgrade from what Justin Fields had to deal with. And I'm sure Justin Fields, to a certain extent, is sitting there going, are you kidding me? Well, let's just, okay, why, like you said, Andy, why wouldn't you do that for me? Like, what's the deal? And off the top of my head, Andy, I can't remember if Chicago has a new GM. Like, in the last year, I can't remember if they have a new GM. I know they have the same old coach, you know, but I don't know if they have a new GM. But here's the deal with Chicago. Okay, there are some expectations now. Like, you got some talent there on the offensive side of the ball,
right?
So expectations are there. You have the number one pick. You take Caleb Williams, the Heisman Trophy winner. All this, yada yada yada. And now you have expectations, and if they don't live up to those expectations, do they get rid of the coach, which brings in a whole new staff, which brings, you know, it's an adjustment again for a young quarterback, and I don't think you want that. So Chicago has to get off to a good start to kind of avoid that type of scenario.
Agreed. All right, let's take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through. Mike, can you believe we've almost gone, I mean, now it's 58 minutes, but we've gone 58 minutes without talking NBA hoops, man. That's like got to be a record for you and I can't wait to talk to you about NBA hoops in hour two, where, in all honesty, for the most part, these NBA playoffs have been extremely competitive, except for, I guess, as the Lakers, they did get the victory, we know that, but they were down 0-3. And then you have the Pelicans now, who are down 0-3 to Oklahoma City, who after the first game or so, I really thought Oklahoma City was going to be somewhat of a disappointment in the playoffs. But they've turned things around. So, yeah, man, can't wait to talk some NBA hoops with you, brother.
No, it's going to be good, man. We can talk about Dallas and Westbrook and what was Westbrook working off of the other night, man. He was just pissed off all game. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, dude was definitely heated up for sure, and it's tough when you're playing Luka, man. Luka's so good. We gotta take a break. We'll do it. We'll put the wrap on hour number one. Hour two is on the horizon, so get ready, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's immunity claims case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court for arguments on Thursday. Trump claims that he cannot face prosecution for anything done while in the Oval Office if he's not first impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate. Trump's attorneys will argue before the court that the former president should not face criminal charges for alleged election interference. A new indictment is filed against alleged fake electors for Donald Trump in Arizona.
Justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, in a video posted on X several weeks after the election, the 11 people got together and dubbed themselves to be the real Arizona electors and pledged that all 11 of their votes went to Donald Trump. Among those facing charges is Kelly Ward, who served as chair of the Arizona GOP during the 2020 election. The Speaker of the House is joined by fellow Republican politicians at Columbia University amidst tense protests there. On Wednesday, Speaker Mike Johnson said college students should not be forced to live in fear because of pro-Palestine protest groups and called on the university's president to be held accountable.
And calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
The demonstrators are demanding the Biden administration pull its support back for Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza due to reports of Palestinian suffering. The U.S. government is already poised, though, to send another round of more than $20 billion in foreign aid to Israel as the conflict with Hamas continues. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
TikTok is reacting after President Biden signed a bill into law Wednesday that sets the stage for banning the social media platform if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. USA's John Schaefer has the reaction.
TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
In a video posted on TikTok, CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing, but not defining. TikTok has successfully challenged laws in the past, including blocking a Montana law that sought to ban it statewide.
The national average price for a gallon of gas remains unchanged. According to AAA, the average cost for a gallon of regular gas still stands at $3.66 across the country. It's consistent with last week's price, but it's 13 cents higher than it was 1 month ago. A new report can help determine if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Smart Asset, a financial site, analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to establish the middle class salary range in all 50 states. Nationally, the middle class salary range is roughly $50,000 to $150,000. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, and Mike Wilson. Get at us, people, if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, tons of NBA playoffs to talk about this hour. We've talked about the NFL draft. We've talked about NHL hockey playoffs. We've talked about Major League Baseball. So, people, we've got you covered in every way, shape, and form. And Mike Wilson, can't wait to talk to you about the NBA playoffs, where your Boston Celtics reasserted themselves yesterday in Miami, taking a lead in that series. Don't think they're really in any trouble. They had that little hiccup, but man, oh man, buckle up, my friend, because I think the best is still ahead of us. So, excited to talk to you this hour about some hoops, brother.
Yeah, no, you are right. They reasserted themselves in Miami last night, but we got to talk some Anthony Edwards, man. That guy is putting everybody on notice.
Dude's awesome, man. He's really putting the Suns on notice, that's for sure, and they could get swept out of the playoffs and then have all kinds of things to talk about with that organization. Vogel, get rid of players, this, that, and the other. Ishbia, you know how it goes, man. Anyways, we got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll dive right into the NBA playoffs. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, so let's get you guys caught up to speed on what's happening in the NBA playoffs. Full docket of games today, by the way. Knicks and 76ers, and that's an interesting series because obviously the health of Joel Embiid is always in question. And when he's out there on the floor, it's a much tougher task. So they get the victory in game three back in Philadelphia. Now that's 2-1 New York. Have a feeling that'll be knotted up 2-2 at the end of the day and going back to New York with that thing at 2-2. Clippers playing the Mavericks. The Mavs, man, they've been looking pretty good, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mavs are up 2-1 in that series, and I actually think before the series started, I think both of us liked them to get through this one, and potentially I said I could see them getting to the Western Conference Finals. They have that kind of ability. Milwaukee playing the Pacers. Pacers are up 2-1. Game three was ridiculous. I hate to say it. It was a great game. I know my Milwaukee Bucks were on the losing end of that great game, but I saw something in that game that really, really was encouraging in one sense. Not like I think they're going to win this series. I mean, I did before the series started, but now you're down. Not only are you down your best player, but you're down your second best player, and he was playing incredibly well in this series. I'm obviously talking about Dame Lillard, who re-aggravated his Achilles on that one play where his foot got stepped on. He comes out of his shoe. His knee kind of goes in a funky way, and winds up gutting that game out, which is absolutely ridiculous in my mind because I saw the play right away and I said he hurt himself, like, majorly. And for him to gut out the way he did was very impressive to me. And what was even more impressive to me was the way that Cash played. Chris Middleton literally rolled the clock back to 2021 and he put out his best performance. I don't know if he has another performance in him like that, but it was really good to see what he did under the circumstances. And quite frankly, the Bucks were down 20 points in that game very early. They battled, they made it really difficult for the Pacers, but that might be the end of what they have, quite frankly. So I don't know what to expect. I'm actually expecting a blowout, to be honest with you, Mike. So anything short of Milwaukee getting absolutely destroyed out there today will actually impress me. You talked about the Ant-Man. the Timberwolves are legit. We've talked about them all year, and we were like, they're good, man. They got some dudes, and they can ball. They can. And Ant-Man has really stepped up his game against the Suns so far, and he's been the best player on the court, man. KD and Booker and Beal, like, I'm sorry, bro. You know, I said this a couple weeks ago. I think the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns are very similar as far as the disappointment level with both of these teams. Thank God the Bucks aren't going to get swept. It might be a gentleman's sweep, but they're not going to get swept out of the playoffs, where I do think the Suns have a very good shot to get swept out of the playoffs today, Mike. So there's other games to talk about, but wherever you want to go on these four right now, let's go that direction. But interesting matchups, to say the least, man.
Absolutely, there are interesting matchups all over the place. But here's one of my takeaways from this first round so far. And you know, you and I both had, you know, we both like Minnesota. We both like OKC. We thought they were very good teams. You know, obviously they showed it during the regular season. But we weren't sure about when it comes playoff time, style of play changes. You know, every possession is critical, those kind of things. And they just hadn't been there. They have been in the playoffs and played meaningful games like this for a while. So we were, I think both of us were a little unsure what we would see out of these two young teams. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, Andy. The Timberwolves and OKC have shown some maturity in terms of how they're playing and what they're doing on the court that I didn't exactly expect to see, but they've shown some maturity that, you know, we got both of our teams down 3-0, you know, and I think not that people expected them to lose in the first round, but maybe we didn't expect to see a sweep kind of thing. So I think from that standpoint, for those two young teams, it's been refreshing to see, and I'm just impressed with Anthony Edwards. I mean, we knew he was good. We absolutely knew he was good. This good, this quick, I'm not so sure about that, but man, he is putting that team on his back. He is making plays. We've all seen the clip of him talking trash to KD, you know, the whole thing. He's that guy, Andy, that's like, I'm not going to wait for people to give me praise and awards. I'm going to go out and take it. I'm just going to go out and do it. And it's kind of, you know, a lot of people are saying it's kind of Kobe-esque, MJ-esque a little bit. He's going out there. He's tasting it. He wants it. And I tend to agree a little bit with that. With that high praise, because he's been that impressive to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the NBA playoff, any playoff, okay, is about guys stepping up and making their mark.
Right.
And look, we're so used to seeing the LeBron James, who, by the way, played a fantastic game to help get his team a victory. And quite frankly, man, people can argue with me, but the Lakers should be at very worst 2-2 in that series, but it's 3-1. Okay.
Yeah.
They've basically right. been winning every game, and then somehow, some way, the Denver Nuggets figure out a way to put the clamps on, and the Lakers go on their lull, and then before you know it, the Nuggets are winning that game. But whatever, it is what it is, and you can't take that away. And they have the best player in the world in Jokic. The guy's just ridiculous. But this is what it's about, man. And it's about these younger guys having this opportunity to come and show up. You know, like you got the Halliburtons of the world who are doing it for
right.
the Indiana Pacers against the Bucks. Like you got Tyrese Maxey with the 76ers. You know what I mean? Like there's all the Jalen Brunson who's a great player. That there's so many guys now that can step up. And I guess that what I'm saying is I wouldn't be shocked or surprised to at whoever winds up stepping up and being that important piece to their team. But Anthony Edwards is he could be the face of the NBA. You know, like this guy has great character. He's very likable. I think his teammates find him to be, you know, very likable. I know in the beginning him and Karl Anthony Towns weren't necessarily seeing eye to eye because of like spacing on the floor and everything. But at the end of the day, man, these guys have figured it out. The T-Wolves are legit. They're a very, very good basketball team, and they're very good defensively. I think that's something that I'm going to be very interested to see how they battle with the likes of a Denver Nugget team when they can really D them up. It's going to be a fun matchup. I think that's what we're going to wind up getting. So it'll be fun to see that in the second round. I hear the music. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue the discussion about the NBA because there's so much to dive into with the Clippers and Mavericks, the Knicks and the Sixers, and just all these great series. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll come right back here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Get at us if you like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother. I just want to ask you a quick question about the Phoenix Suns. If they do get swept, and if they don't, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep anyway. What do you think this offseason is going to look like for the Phoenix Suns, if that is the case?
Well, you know, that is a good question. You would think that they would consider blowing the whole thing up, but there is so much money involved in these players, in the main guys on Phoenix with KD, Booker, and Beal, that if you tried to move them, I don't know that there's a team that's necessarily out there that's willing to take on a 36-year-old Kevin Durant, contracts by Booker and Beal that are high priced. So, you know, Phoenix may be stuck with this for a little bit longer, in terms of salary, not being able to dump it, because you and I both, we talk about it on air, we talk about it off air. They screwed themselves by doing this from a financial standpoint, and to be able to put role players, significant type of role players, behind this big three because of all the money that was spent. And look, I'm sure they're over the luxury tax threshold, and they're going to be paying a nice little dime to the luxury tax people of the NBA as well. So this is a problem that you and I and probably a ton of other people saw coming. And then you put on top of that a team that, you know, their big three, they didn't play together hardly at all in the regular season to kind of build chemistry up, because Beal was hurt for an extended period of time. KD's been nicked up. Booker's been out. And, you know, people talk about chemistry. Well, you can't build chemistry if you're not on the court together. So there's a big problem going on here in the Valley of the Sun, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to get themselves out of it anytime soon.
No, I think it's a lot of trouble, and I looked at this, you know, when they made all these moves, starting with KD, and that was the first move of desperation. Then they made this other move of desperation with Bradley Beal, a guy that
right
is notorious for not being able to stay healthy. So, you know, I guess it really boils down to this, Mike. The price of winning is so high that basically these guys, they go for it. At a certain point in time, like every organization, when you feel like you're close, you start to make these bigger moves or these potential moves that could be bigger, but they set you back a long, long time.
Right.
I'm just very curious to see what kind of moves they're going to be able to make in the offseason when you have those three high-priced guys that you're paying. And this is where the Bucks and the Suns are kind of similar. Like what assets do they really have that are tradable assets, I guess? You know, I mean, like, you know, we have assets, but both teams have assets, but are they really tradable assets? And with that being said, are you going to get equal or close to equal value for that asset? Because those guys are making so much money, it puts a strain on the organization for how you go about things for the next 5 to 10 years. And if you lose all of your draft picks, then you only have these three players that are anything that's desirable, I guess. It just makes it incredibly difficult for an organization to keep going in a positive way. So I think that the Suns have crippled themselves. And I also think that the Bucks have crippled themselves to a certain degree. You know, they went for this move, and it hasn't worked out or panned out the way that they thought it would. And I'm willing to give this year, you know, kind of like a free pass, but in a way with both organizations. But then looking at next year, which is literally right around the corner, I see all kinds of problems. And I don't know if the situation gets better before it actually gets worse. So I think the Suns are looking at mediocrity for the next 5 to 10 years, and it could be pretty bad here, and people are going to be extremely impatient.
Out of the big three, who's gonna want out first? Who do you think? Is it going to be KD that's going to be like, get me out of here? Is it going to be Booker? There's always been talk that Booker hasn't been happy from time to time with the organization. But, I mean, you get that out of a lot of players. I mean, that's not something that's, you know, kind of out of the blue kind of thing. But out of the big three, who's going to want out, do you think? Or is any of them going to want out?
I personally, I mean, the name that would come to me first and foremost would probably be KD, because he's done it before, right? Like, Book's been here his whole career.
Right.
Bradley Beal was in Washington for a long, long time, and you know, he was sticking that out for whatever reason. I mean, he was making a good amount of money, so it makes it a little easier to stick it out, even though your team's no good. But I look. It would be KD, but at the same time, my friend, KD is—he's ancient, and it's obvious he's not the player that he was. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's not like he's not still great. He is, but he's not getting the separation. He's not getting the calls like he used to. Most of his shots are jump shots. Like, there's a lot to me saying, like, this guy's best days are long behind him. So they've got an older roster, man. For the most part, when you got those guys that they're older, they get injured more, you know, and that's what I've noticed, you know, like that's what's going on with the Bucks, man. They got an older team, and you know, you're putting too much stress on guys, and their bodies are breaking down. I don't totally understand it, man. I play tennis every single day of the week, and I play for 6 to 8 hours a day. Like, my body's not breaking down. So, and I'm older than these guys too. Like, I'm ancient compared to these guys. So I just don't know, like, what's going on with the medical staffs all over the league, and how guys are just injured all the time. I don't understand
right.
it for the life of me, man. I just don't get it. But I do know that these older teams have more problems than the younger teams, right? So
right.
somehow, some way, you got to get a shot of youth. Like, the Bucks have to figure something out. They have to get younger. They're the oldest team in the league, and they're not even that old when you say that. Their average age is like 28, my friend. It used to be that those were the kinds of teams that were winning the championship. So I'll be really interested to see who does wind up winning this year's title, because you used to have those veteran guys to have that leadership mixed in and sprinkle in a little bit of youth. Now it's more like you need
right.
a bunch of youth and you sprinkle in the veterans, right? And it's weird. I saw a friend of mine shot me an interesting shot chart from the way that the game is played from like 2000 to 2005, and the way it's being played from like 2019 to 2024 now. dude, the game has changed so much.
It is
so bizarre how the game has changed, where basically it's a shooting contest. And that's what it's about, my friend. Who can shoot from the longest distance these days? That's what you're looking for.
Right. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with your analysis there that, you know, obviously we all know the game's changed. You know, it's a more wide open game. The players are just incredibly athletic. I mean, it's just disgusting the athleticism that we get to see now. But, you know, you sprinkle in the old guys with the young guys now. When it, like, back in the day, it would be the exact opposite of that. And I don't have to look any further than, you know, the team I root for in the Boston Celtics, Al Horford. People can talk all sorts of trash about Horford that they want, but I have always loved that guy when he's been with Boston. But there's been different times during this year, and it's been a very successful year, obviously, for the Celtics. But there's been times where you see Horford tell these young guys, even Brown and Tatum, hey, we got to focus in. We got to lock back in. Let's go. That's the kind of veteran leadership that I like seeing, especially out of a guy like Al Horford for the team.
All righty.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Let's talk some Knicks and Sixers for a moment. If the Sixers are able to get the victory against the Knicks in a little bit here, a little bit right after the show, actually, that game gets going. How intriguing does that series become? Because obviously, because then it's a best of two, you know, best of three from that point. The Knicks do have the court advantage, but they've got Joel Embiid on the other side, and I don't know if he gets healthier or he gets less healthy as the playoffs move on. But quite frankly, with him on the court, I do think that the Sixers have a shot to do something that we don't expect them to do, because we saw when he came back in the regular season that, you know what, this guy was a big, big, big help in their lineup. So Knicks, Sixers, who do you like in the game today? And if it goes back 2-2, how does this thing wind up?
I like the Sixers today. I'll just go right off the jump with that. They're at home. They got a little momentum going. But obviously the question is Embiid. Like, you know, how is he moving? Has it anything stiffened up on him in terms of the injury that he's kind of nursing a little bit? I mean, obviously, Andy, it is quite obvious that he doesn't have the movement laterally or the speed to kind of get up and down the court. So if I'm the Knicks, and I'm trying to push the ball down the court a little bit to make it a little bit more difficult for Embiid to get back on defense, for the Sixers to step up and set their defense. But I'm a big believer in Tyrese Maxey. Like that guy to me is just, he's just dangerous. He's a little herky jerky, but he has speed to kill. He can put the team on his back for a little bit. Tobias Harris has to be someone for the Sixers that has to come up big today as well. The Knicks, it's all Jalen Brunson. You know, I mean, I know there's other guys on the team, obviously, but Jalen Brunson is the offensive juggernaut for the Knicks. We all know that. I think doesn't the winner of this get Boston? If Boston wins their series, I think that's what happens next. From a fan's point of view, if you're a Celtics fan, I wouldn't care who comes down the pipe between the Knicks and the Sixers. But today, anyways, I think the Sixers. I think the Sixers get it done, and then, yeah, like you said, we're down to the best of three, and we're off to the races now.
Actually, it would be Cleveland playing or Orlando
Cleveland.
Playing Boston.
Okay, my mistake. My bad.
No worries. It would be the winner of the Pacers and the Bucks playing the winner of the Knicks and the 76ers. I mean, to your point, in general, it's Boston and everybody else, and they had their little hiccup, and I think that they'll play much better basketball, and they realize that Miami, they're going to fight. Like, they don't have the same talent, but they're going to fight, and they're going to give it their all. And to your point about the Sixers and Tobias Harris, do you have any clue who's been the third best player for the 76ers throughout the playoffs so far? Because it can't continue. It has to be Tobias Harris. To your point, it's been Kyle Lowry. It's been Kyle Lowry. Okay, Kyle Lowry can't be your third wheel. So Tobias Harris does need to step up big time for them. Clippers and Mavericks. Let's talk about that for a moment. Luka and Kyrie are such great playmakers. PJ Washington knocking down some big threes. Green knocking down some big threes. The big guys for them playing extremely well. They're active. I really like this Dallas Mavericks team, my friend. I really, really like them. Luka is just an absolute nightmare to defend. There's one thing I don't like about Luka is anytime he doesn't get a call, he's bitching and moaning and complaining. Right. Yeah, it's like, dude, just play basketball, because he wound up getting a technical the other day. It didn't wind up bothering them in the long term, but that might be something that could have an impact on a game. So I think he's got to be able to manage his emotions a little bit better. Is that a good way to say it?
Oh yeah, no, that's one thing, and I'm right there with you with Luka and his moaning and groaning about every little thing when he doesn't get a call. You know, you're 100% straight on, and you know, in the game the other day, it was interesting to see, you know, how Westbrook was just, I don't understand what Westbrook's problem was the other day. I'm like, okay, you're like landing on top of this guy. You're trying to throw him. You're trying to, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he gets, you know, we've all seen the clip. He gets in a little dust up with Luka, and then PJ Washington comes in, and PJ's like, you ain't touching my guy. You're going to stop doing that. And Westbrook hits him, hits PJ in the chest. PJ doesn't flinch. He's like, what are you going to do? And so that you can tell everybody on that team is, you know, is going to protect Luka and is going to show up for him. And that just tells you how good of a player Luka is and just how good of a teammate he is, that those guys realize, yeah, this is kind of our meal ticket kind of dudes, and we're not going to let anybody screw that up.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, again, it's about guys stepping up. We know that Luka is going to step up. We know that. Like, the dude is just built for this stuff. Here's my question for you about the Clippers. I said that I thought they had matchup problems. They've got, you know, a bunch of guys that are like 6'8 or under. They got Zubac in the middle. I know that. But other than him, they don't really have a lot of size. I figured that they would have matchup problems throughout the playoffs. If they were to get through the Dallas Mavericks, I think the next matchup for them would be very difficult. With that being said, the health of Kawhi Leonard is always in question. Right. Again, you know, this is a guy that has trouble staying on the floor. So what do you think the Clippers can do? Can they win this series, or is this the Mavericks series to win or lose?
I mean, look, you lace them up for a reason, obviously. So there's always a chance, right? Like, you always got to give the other team a chance. I don't see it. I think this is Dallas's series to win or lose. I think Dallas is probably they're more healthy. And like you said, Kawhi, I'm telling you, man, like, I've always liked how Kawhi approaches the game and his just humbleness and that whole thing. But these injuries, I swear to God, Andy, whatever his contract is, or his contracts have been the last, what, 6-7 years, it's almost, he's robbing the bank for the amount of time that he plays, the amount of injury time that he's had. I mean, to get paid what he's getting paid and having to spend this much time, I mean, he's just straight up just robbing Fort Knox and Steve Ballmer down there in L.A. But, you know, it is always going to be a thing. And I don't think the Clips have necessarily the personnel or the chemistry. And, you know, as we talked about chemistry with the Phoenix Suns, I don't think they have the chemistry to survive a first round with Dallas.
Yeah. Two more series I want to get in before we take the pause for the cause and then come back with our parting shots. Thunder and Pelicans, you know, I thought that the Thunder were going to be a disappointment when I watched them in game one, because I didn't really think the Pelicans had much firepower with Zion not being on the floor for them. They've actually started. It looks to me like the Thunder are actually building momentum. So my question to you is, is are the Thunder going to become more dangerous as time goes on because they'll build some momentum, they'll start gaining confidence, they're a young bunch, so like this is all new to them. But at the same time, you know, you people like that. Like you live for this stuff. Like that's what we would hope that all these guys are living for. So how dangerous do the Thunder get after they win this first series? Because at this point, them being up 3-0, they're going to have to lose four straight, and I just don't see that happening. So I think the Thunder are going to win this. They may even sweep it, but if they don't, they get the gentleman's sweep. Do they become a more dangerous team?
Oh, absolutely. We talk about sometimes with young teams, young players, ignorance is bliss, right? Like you don't know what you don't know until you do it type of thing. And that could be what's happening here with the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, you're talking about, you know, you had mentioned building momentum, that they are building momentum. They're building confidence at the same time. And for a young team like that, a young talented team like the top seeded Thunder, that can be a dangerous recipe for the rest of the Western Conference. You know, look, the next round of once the Thunder get by the Pelicans, they're going to get the Clips of the Mavs. I mean, that's going to be a great series to watch right there. But wouldn't it be something if the two youngest teams in the league, two of the younger teams in the league, the Thunder and the Timberwolves, playing the Western Conference Finals? How much fun would that be?
It'd be cool as all hell. All right, so one more I got to get in with you because we're up against it here. Lakers and Nuggets. Am I crazy to think that the Lakers should at very worst be tied 2-2 in this series? I know they're down 3-1, but am I crazy in my head where I could say, you know what, they should be tied 2-2, and in a weird way, maybe they could be up 3-1 in this series. They just haven't played well down the stretch, and they've had big leads in every game, and then somehow, some way, they wind up losing them. That's a lack of concentration to a little bit, but at the same time, you got to give credit where credit's due. Denver doesn't quit, but at the very worst, I feel like the Lakers should be tied 2-2. What say you?
No, I think that as well, that series should be 2-2 right now. I mean, you lose a 20-point lead, L.A. You lost a 20-point lead, and then you want to blame the referees. No, if you don't lose a 20-point lead, you don't blame the referees. Like, that wouldn't be an issue. So I do think, as much as people talk, oh, Jokic is a problem, for AD. AD's been a problem for Jokic. Like, AD's had some great games. So I this should be 2-2, but it's not.
Yeah, I agree. All right, pause for the cause time. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots, people. Keep it close. You're talking to Mike Wilson. You're talking to Andy Dorf right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And real quickly, before we do our parting shots, you can always get at us in a couple few different ways. For Mike on the X, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
Hey, look, my parting shot goes out to my Boston Celtics. Not mine. I mean, I'm not writing the checks or anything. But I like how they flipped the script yesterday on them. They stepped up defensively. They played like they played basically the whole season. Ball movement, different players getting involved. And I'll tell you right now, if Porzingis plays well, Boston wins with ease. That's how important he is to that whole mix up there in Beantown. But I'm just giving my shout out to the Celtics.
Look, man, I'm kind of going to piggyback it, but I'm not giving it to your Boston Celtics. I'm giving it to my Milwaukee Bucks and saying, look, the deck is stacked pretty highly against you at this point. You're not playing without your best player. You're playing with your best second best player, and who the heck knows Chris Middleton has left in the tank after his unbelievable performance in game three, where at the end of a game he hit not one but two incredible three-pointers, and the third one obviously fell a little bit short, but it was like a turnaround jumper from three-point land. You're not going to make many of those. Just go out there and embrace whatever it is. Give it your best performance, and at the end of the day, man, everything that could go wrong went wrong this season. Sometimes it's just not meant to be, and that's kind of where my head is at this moment in time. For Mike Wilson, for Rob, for John Poulter, who joined us on the program, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch everybody next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.